Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of She Coaches Coaches. I am so excited to bring you one of my fabulous guests. Now, Nikki is one of my clients. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She is a spiritual coach, and she is trained in the shamanic arts. Her passion is to help people transform into the best, dare I say, truest versions of themselves. She uses shamanic and spiritual techniques, energy healing, channeling, divination, and mentoring to help you feel better, help you learn about your spiritual team, help you connect with them, and co-create with fate to create the life you've always dreamed of. She's retired from the Army and used to work on the Apache helicopter, and brings a solid mix of techniques, both from all of her history and all of her shamanic training, to help bring out the best in each of her clients. So that's the official bio. You guys know that I like to talk about the person that I have met and how I view them. So let me tell you, usually I talk about three words, but in this case, I'm going to talk about the four words, four phrases that I would use to describe Nikki. And here they are: resourceful, resilient, and compassionately curious. Those are the first three. And the fourth that I wanted to share with you is that everything about her is always a little bit of a surprise. So every time we talk, and we talk weekly, like I do with all of my one-on-one clients, there's always a new layer. And so it's really interesting. It's like every time you have a conversation with Nikki, there's another little prize that opens up. So Nikki, I just wanted to welcome you to She Coaches Coaches. I wanted you to know how much I enjoy working with you and how honored I am that you're part of my world and that you're joining me on this episode.
Thank you for having me.
Has anybody ever told you that you're always a little bit of surprise? Like, it's like, there's always a new layer.
My husband in different ways, but yeah.
In a nice way or a not nice way?
Oh no, always good.
Okay. But that's the thing, is I feel like there's always like, I don't know, it's like there's always another little, you know, like a little door to peek in, or another layer of wrapping paper that comes off. And then there's always this neat surprise underneath. And I spend a little bit of time thinking about my guests before we get on, you know, video/audio and hit record. And I never know exactly what I'm going to say, but I always have just a few words that kind of pop into my mind, and I wanted to share them. So let's dive in. I would love to know a little bit more about you and your journey to becoming a coach. What can you tell us?
Well, my time in the Army, I worked a very technical job, and it was great. I learned a lot, but I found most of my fulfillment in mentoring my soldiers and my coworkers through various stages of their career, where they could go, how they can better themselves. And even for those getting out and retiring, finding their passion and figuring out what they want to be when they, you know, grow up. Because, well, life in the Army can be all consuming. And a lot of people identify with that and say, oh, yes, I'm a soldier. That's all I am. It's like, well, you're going to get out. What are you going to do? Mm. Or where are you going to find your enjoyment?
Yeah. And so interesting. Actually, I have a number of clients who are retired from the Army. And I hear something similar from all of them, that it is, you know, like when you're in and active, it is very inclusive. Like, there's just a lot going on within that world, and that life outside, life after retirement, is so different.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It is.
How long ago did you retire?
2016.
Wow. So quite a long time, 6 years, right? It's 2022 now.
Hmm, yeah.
Interesting. So tell me a little bit about your niche. Like, I read the thing about all the things you do. Tell me about a little bit more about what you do, how you help people, the kind of people that you help. Just, I want to hear about it.
Well, a lot of people that that I am helping right now are just newly awakening or trying to figure out their truth. It's like, hey, you know what? I grew up this way. It doesn't feel right anymore. And I'm starting to feel more energy. I can feel vibrations more, or, you know, I'm starting to see shadows. Is that a ghost? Is that a guide? What's going on? Am I going crazy? There's a lot of people that are like that, and it's completely normal. And going through that process of trying to navigate growing your intuitive abilities, growing spiritually, coming to realize that, hey, there's a whole lot more than we can just see with our physical eyes, can be a scary and extremely thrilling time. I help smooth that out because there's a lot of different things to learn and try to piece together to try and, well, figure out what's right for you, what you believe the most, what feels comfortable and resonates with you, and where you fit into everything. Because once we realize that there's so much more out there, it's like, I'm just this little speck. What? And then you realize, oh, no. The universe wants to work with us side by side.
Yeah. And so this, you know, this piece of working with people who are just awakening. And again, it's kind of like this opening the door. It's like, did you know that this fabulous garden was back here? You thought that you lived in, you know, in a boring old house, and there's this door that is just opens up into a completely different world.
Mm-hmm.
What an amazing time in somebody's life, right?
It is.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that they may have been hearing or seeing these messages, little bits and pieces, for some time before they finally went, yeah, there's something more going on, and I need some help. I'd like to work with somebody who can give me a hand and understand it. So is that your experience too, that some of these people have been kind of on the brink for a while? What do you think?
Oh, yes, definitely. A lot of them show up when we're kids and we're told, oh, it's just make-believe. Oh, you know, that's just, they're playing with their imaginary friend, when in reality, they're actually having a conversation with a guide. Our imaginations are vast and wonderful, and there's room for a lot of spiritual connection within our imaginations that a lot of people just discount or think of it as inspiration or, oh, I must have heard that somewhere. When in reality, it's your intuition picking up soul is saying, hey, pay attention. I have a message. Hey, go do the thing.
So much more life in our life, right?
Mm-hmm.
To have that. And there's something else here too, that you said, you know, at this point where you realize that you're just this little tiny thing in this vast universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I would add just my perspective on it too. And, you know, this is a holographic universe. So within you just being that small entity in the vastness, you are actually, and all of it too.
Yes. You know, oh, definitely.
Right? Yeah. And so you may at first think when you hear that, oh, you know, like I'm almost insignificant, but in fact, I am even far more significant than I ever imagined. And not from a place of ego and self-importance, but from a place of really understanding that there is a big universe and you are a place within that, and that you belong here and you have your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming as people wake up, they need help with discovering their gifts, living all of that. So talk about that. How do you work with them? How do you work with people?
Well, I usually work via Zoom, talking to them, coaching them. It's like, okay, so everyone has gifts. It's just a matter of peeling back the layers of social conditioning and expectations to reveal them, because we create our own walls within us that, you know, push them down. And as we break down those barriers, and a lot of it is actually opening the doors within the ego to reveal the true self, our gifts and our heart starts to shine. We find out that we can channel energy. We can hear our guides. their words, the inflection, accents, and everything. Some people can actually, you know, see with their physical eyes. Some people can close their eyes and I see my guide right here to my left and they look like this, or they see animals or colors. A lot of people will hear in music, and there's so many different ways that we can connect and we can grow our intuition. And I help people through that process and expanding all of their different senses and helping them with the acceptance process that, you know, hey, guess what? You are completely loved unconditionally.
Right. So as you say all this, I'm expecting that somebody that's brand new to this world, one of the things that they're going to be feeling is fear. How do you help them deal with fear? This fear of learning that the world is completely the same and completely different than they had always assumed, and that there is so much more here. How do you help them deal with that?
Well, I help them by validating their experiences, saying, hey, you're not going crazy. This is really happening. What you're going through is real and valid. And then I give them the tools necessary to realize that they have far more control than they believe.
Mm. Talk a little bit more about that. And the reason that I'm asking you this is, you know, new coaches who are heart-centered people and really want to have an impact in the world. So many of the people that listen to these podcasts, they are on this awakening journey, and they may be thinking, I want to become a coach. And there's a lot more about questions and listening and holding space as a coach, but some of them may be having some of this other stuff too. So talk a little bit more about how you help them feel that way.
Well, the biggest thing is helping them become completely or as progressively emotionally balanced, because the more we control our emotions, the more we control our thoughts, the more we can co-create and manifest our dreams, our goals.
Okay, cool. Interesting. I always talk about this, your thoughts and your feelings combined with your actions all come together to create your life. And that works from a super logical perspective. And it also works from this place of universal truth, right? Kind of cool.
Yeah, if you can combine your head and your heart, then there's no limits.
Interesting. I have like a million questions, but I'm not asking them right now. I might have to ask them in the future, but not at this. It feels like this is opening up into a very long conversation. Tell me, what do you love most about doing the work that you do?
When I have a conversation with somebody, or when I energetically heal them or connect them to any of their guides, seeing the light come on in their eyes and the look of, oh, knowing that I helped make that happen.
Yeah. It's emotional, isn't it? Like really emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we talk about this sometimes, or I talk about this, and sometimes I talk about this with you, and sometimes I talk about it with other clients, is this idea that your life can change on a dime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like one experience, one thought, one question can make all the difference. And so to be witness to that moment in somebody's life is a real gift.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. And it always just gives me so much more hope. You know, there's always terrible, horrible, sad things going on in the world and things that make me angry and sad and just all of the things. And then if I know that I come back to this place and I talk to my people, at least I know that I'm making a difference in this area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the same way?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. I want to know a couple of things. The first is, how did you come to this type of work? You know, like what was your path, or like, why did you decide on this type of work?
Okay. Well, it honestly started with my journey to becoming sober. And after retiring from the Army, I actually lost my sense of self for a while and went through a few jobs that I just wasn't fulfilled in, and realized that I was actually numbing a lot of the emotions, the feeling of lack and everything with alcohol. And when one day I was like, you know what, enough's enough. I need to change. And I started delving into learning the tools and the coping mechanisms to stop drinking and actually stay not drinking, because that alone is a lot of work.
Very much.
And I found out that I rediscovered my passion for mentoring and helping people through tough times, because as I was going through my journey, I started helping others newer into their sobriety. And then I got into, my spiritual path, and that opened so many doors and realized that the alcohol was actually numbing my gifts as well and my connection to my guides. And once I became more self-aware of my thought process, because I was battling depression and a whole bunch of other stuff that comes with alcoholism and, you know, just a whole slew of other things. Once I became more self-aware and got more control over my thoughts, I started, getting inklings. And it's like, I went through my awakening process, my full awakening process. It was always going on. But I opened the door, and it's been an adventure ever since. And I went through a lot of tough times with a lot of things, because I had to learn a few things the hard way. I had a lot of stuff that was ingrained, and it was difficult at times. And I want to use my experiences to help smooth things out for others so they don't have to go through it as difficult as I did.
Yeah. And it's really interesting, because most coaches, most healers have their journey, and mm-hmm. they've had tough times. And then as part of their healing, they often come to this place. So I really appreciate you sharing with me and with the audience what part of your journey was. And, you know, we've all got people in our lives, in our families, that have substance abuse issues. And it's part of life. Like, you know, our job is to love them and to create mm-hmm. a space where they can choose to come to wholeness for themselves. And so maybe mm-hmm. somebody hearing is just going to be impacted just by you sharing, right? Sharing a bit of your story. You don't even need to do anything more. Just that might just be that inkling. And mm-hmm. I have to reflect too, that there is this way that you just said, and I might not have the words quite right, but it was, and I just decided that it was time to change.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like there's that place again where you took your life and changed it on a dime. I am not saying that it was all rainbows and unicorns, but that decision point made a lot of difference, right? Like nothing would have happened if you hadn't come to that place where you said, no, I don't want to live like this. I want to change.
Mm-hmm. And my life is completely transformed. I am a completely different person since then.
Yeah. Amazing. And she was always waiting for you. Right. Mm-hmm. And she, it's like, oh, look at that. You get to meet the truer version of you. Oh, how wonderful. I love that. So another question that I wanted to ask as we work together, can you tell me what are some of the most, or one of the most valuable things of working with a coach, or me specifically as your coach?
I'd say one of my biggest lessons from you is to not undervalue myself or my services that I offer. Like basically stop selling yourself short.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Right. We all, and I think that's a topic that's really common for coaches mm-hmm. and, you know, heart-centered people. We forget the how valuable this work really is. And it's not just in that one, healing session that you do with somebody, or one energy session that you're doing with somebody. It's the spinoff on the rest of their life and all of their relationships and all aspects of their life. You know, you can't put a price on that, right? So you're changing lives, you're impacting the world, and that is hugely valuable. Oh, so exciting. Cool. All right. Last question before we wrap it up. Let me go to my fancy question just a sec. All right. If you were stranded on a desert island or stuck out in the jungle, what one book would you choose to have with you and why?
Well, I have my book. It is called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. It is by Dr. Dwayne Dyer, and he takes the teachings of the Tao and puts them into a more modern interpretation or perspective. Mm.
Yeah, a classic, right? And that was one of his earlier books too, wasn't it? I think he wrote 13 or 14 books. I think I've got an old paperback copy of that book in my library. It's pretty cool. I love
it because it's always telling us, you know, be your authentic self.
Right. And that wasn't just an idea that Wayne Dyer came up with. You know, the vast majority of Wayne's work was channeled, written on those yellow notepads. He would get up early in the morning and he would just, that was how he wrote his books. He would listen to spirit and the spirit would write and he would write. And so he got that from somewhere and coupling it with Wayne's works of wisdom. Amazing. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, cool. Thank you. All right. I've really enjoyed our conversation. Now, before we wrap up, how can people find out more about you? How can they get into your world and learn about how they might work with you?
Okay, well, I do have a website. It is techwitchlayer.com, tech as in T-E-C-H. And I also have a Facebook page, Tech Witches Lair. And I'm also on TikTok. Excuse me. I do channeled messages as well from various spirits. And I am also offering a free workbook for new subscribers to my website. The newsletter I send out is channeled messages as well as various blogs. And the workbook is called Creativity Empowers the Soul.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So everybody, it's techwitchlair.com. Start there. And when you go there, you can get all access to all of Nikki's other work. You can read her blogs. You can sign up for her newsletter. You can get that free download that just encourages you to work with your creativity to start even more awakening. And then you can also link to her TikTok. She does all kinds of fun stuff on there. Nikki, thank you so much for joining me today on She Coaches Coaches. I have enjoyed our conversation and it has been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. So that is my amazing guest for this week. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Please join me next week for our next episode. Thanks so much.
Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.